from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Teal. Welcome to another live session. Today, it's blues. The new record out from Selwyn Birchwood is called Pick Your Poison. Information is at selwynbirchwood.com. And he's here with electric guitar in hand. Hello, welcome.
How's it going, man?
Very well. How are you?
Glad to be here. Glad we were able to make it happen, man.
You are diagonally a long way from home.
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah.
Is where you hail, from where you hail. The blues hotbed of Orlando.
Not as much, man. I grew up in Orlando, and I quickly found that what I was into and what I wanted to do was not in Orlando. So I moved away. The closest place I could find that really had a nice bed of support and live music appreciation and kind of venues was in Tampa, Florida. So I moved there about 7 or 8 years ago, and it really worked out to be a great place to really nurture our music and build a fan base and really kind of launch us from there. So it's been good.
You were kind of a typical guitar playing teenager, just playing rock to whatever was on the radio?
Yeah.
Until what? Until you heard Hendrix?
Yeah, when I was, I think I was about 16, I got a hold of a Hendrix record, and it just blew my mind. And I wasn't one of the people that really wanted to kind of play like him and imitate him sort of thing. It was the creativity that really blew my mind with him, and I really just wanted to know what would inspire someone to write that kind of music. And when you look back in his bios, you find all the older blues guys, the Muddy Waters and the Buddy Guys and Elmore James and those kind of people. And once I heard those sounds, it's like I found a sound that I'd been looking for, almost all along type of thing. And I set out to try to learn to play that kind of music and learn that kind of style. And now I'm really just trying to figure out what my style is from there, I guess.
I'm glad you said that, because I want to talk a little bit about the difference between traditional and modern blues and your take on it and where you fit. There's also an older blues guy that you came across and has been pretty instrumental for you and your music and career, Sonny Rhodes. We'll get to that in just a bit. Selwyn Birchwood is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record out on Alligator Records is called Pick Your Poison. SelwynBirchwood.com is the website. It's SELWYN Birchwood.com. What do you want to play first for us today?
I'm going to do a tune off the record. This one's called Trial by Fire. You know, it's a funny thing they say when you're doing wrong, that you got a devil on your shoulder, man. What they don't tell you is if you keep doing wrong, you can get a devil on your other shoulder, too. I had a devil on my shoulder one time telling me all kind of crazy, man. Let me tell you my story. Birds on my shoulder, bad like wines. Birds on my shoulder, bad like wines. Whispering, whispering devilish things. Whispering, whispering devilish things. You know what that old devil told me? She don't love you. She don't love you. How could she love you? She don't love you. She don't love you. No, she never did. No, she never did. No, she never did. No, she never did. Don't tell me no lies. But after a while, I saw what was happening, man. Cause in every life you're tested from time to time. But this was a trial, y'all, a trial by fire. But I'm still alive, I survived, man. Trial by fire. Trial by fire. Trial by fire. Trial by fire, but I'm still alive, Lord. I'm still alive, Lord. I'm still alive, Lord. I'm still alive. Get thee behind. Now I tell that old devil, get thee behind. Get thee behind. Get thee behind.
That is Trial by Fire, the lead-off tune from the new record out of Selwyn Birchwood. It's called Pick Your Poison, out on Alligator Records. SelwynBirchwood.com is the place to go online to learn more. I noticed you slipped your shoes off.
Oh, there are
quite a number of photos of you with no shoes. How did that get started, and what does it do for you to kind of be more rooted there to the ground?
Old habits die hard, I guess. I've always kind of never been a fan of shoes, even from when I was a kid, and my sister would always be yelling at me and my mom too. But whenever I'm home, I'm either got no shoes on or sandals, and it's just kind of a habit at this point, I guess. I wish I had a cool explanation. Sometimes people ask me if, you know, I feel the vibrations of the music better, and I think I'm just gonna start saying that because it makes more sense
story,
that way.
Do you ever end up at venues where that's really not a good idea?
Yeah, they yelled at me in New York City. We were in playing in Times Square at the BB King's Club down there, and I got chastised. I was like, oh well. Sorry, everybody.
Well, before the tune, I mentioned an older blues musician that was instrumental to you. And it's a guy who's actually been through here quite a number of times over the years, Sonny Rhodes.
Oh, cool.
He was a neighbor of a friend of yours?
Yeah, when I was in high school, actually, my buddy I went to high school with always said, you know, my neighbor's got a blues band. And he kept talking about it. And I thought it was a bunch of drunk guys in a garage somewhere, and it turned out to be a internationally touring blues man from Texas, and he brought me one of his CDs one day, and from the moment I heard him playing and singing, I told him that you have to introduce me to this person, whoever this is, I need to meet him, sort of thing. And it took about 6 months because he had a tour schedule kind of like ours. He'd be back home for 3 days, gone for 5 weeks, be back home for 1 week, be gone for 8 weeks, sort of thing. So it took about 6 months for me to get in touch with him. But he asked me to bring my guitar over to play for him, and I got about halfway through a song, and he just stopped me and said, you know, son, do you have a passport? And I said, yeah, man. He's like, oh, well, I'm going to take you on the road with me. And I'm, you know, brushing it off. And sure enough, within 3 weeks, you know, I was 19 years old at that time, and within 3 weeks, he had me in his band and touring all over the U.S. and Canada. And I toured with him for about 5 years off and on before I really started focusing on my own music. But I'm forever kind of grateful that I was able to, you know, jump in a band with a guy so seasoned like that at such a young age, and really feel like I did a blues apprenticeship almost with him. It was really, you know, a blessing.
What an amazing opportunity that was.
Yeah.
Now, did you have plans to be doing something different at the time that you put on hold to go out on tour?
I was actually in school at the time, so you know, I would have been happy to just jump on the road and be a musician full-time already at that point, but he just simply told me, because I thought it would be an opportunity that I was letting get away, sort of thing, but he simply told me that, you know, go back and do my semester, and when I get off on break, to call him up and I can meet up with him and pick up on the tour wherever it was. So I did that for about 5 years, so I would just fly out to wherever they are, and hop in and travel during the breaks and stuff while everyone else is on spring break and, you know, just getting drunk at the beach. I was out touring and playing festivals all over the continent.
Now, you started out on guitar. You have also picked up along the way lap steel, which is an instrument that he also plays.
Right.
No doubt there's a little influence going on there.
Absolutely.
So at the time, he was probably, what, late 50s? He's close to 70 now, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's coming up on 70, if not there.
So what, in addition to really woodshedding musically with a guy who's been out on the road for years and years, what kind of stuff did you learn from a veteran of living that life?
You know, it's kind of funny because he never really seemed to directly teach me anything, like say do this or do that, but I just really tried to absorb everything that I could from being around him, and I learned really what it was to be a traveling blues musician, what it was to run a band and be a band leader, and you know, kind of what to do and in some cases what not to do, and you know, he didn't keep me pushed away from all the business side of it or anything. He always had me right by his side to, you know, let me see what it is that he's doing and what I need to be doing, sort of thing. So it was a really cool opportunity for sure.
You have brought in a couple of guitars. You've now pulled out a beautiful Gibson.
Oh,
a little bit different sound, a little bit different feel on the kind of stuff you play on this guitar?
Yeah, I have this in a standard tuning, the slide tuning I had on the other guitar. So I figured I'd bring both of them and mix it up a little bit.
I love it. Sewin Birchwood is my guest today live in the JPR studios. His newest record is called Pick Your Poison out on Alligator. What do you want to play on that one?
I'll do another tune off the record. This one's called Reaping Time. Sound of a poor man crying, with a picture of a woman that he once loved. He carried anger, an address, a motive, and a gun. Oh, it's reaping time. It's reaping time. Yes, the seeds have been sown and grown, and it's reaping time. Yes, he weeps, 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 weeps for what he's bound to do. As he reads, 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 an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. He could see, 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 see through the Georgia rain. What would be the one that he would slay? It's reaping time. It's reaping time. Oh, the seeds have been sown and grown, and it's reaping time. Betrayal, heartache, and the pain. Oh, his face lit up with a flash load of flash and dope bang. The man lives his days and didn't forget it. Victim lived just long enough to taste regret. Oh, it's reaping time. been time. Oh, the seeds have been sown and grown, and it's reaping time.
That is Selwyn Birchwood live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. His newest record is called Pick Your Poison. Well, a number of years back, you won a fairly significant blues competition, right? The International Blues Challenge, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
How many people participate in this thing and how does it work?
Well, it's a worldwide blues competition, pretty much. It's essentially a battle of the bands that goes worldwide, but you have to... they have it every year in Memphis, and you have to win a local competition wherever you're from. So you're pretty much doing a battle of the bands wherever you're from just to get up there. And once you get up there, you have about 250 bands from around the world.
Wow.
That all won their local area. So when you get up there, it's just kind of the best once you get up there.
What do you have to play? Do you have to pick your own tunes? Is there a set tune or style that you have to perform in?
They have a judging criteria that they go by. So it whatever you want to play that you guess fits inside the criteria of blues content, originality, stage performance, and sort of stuff like that. So it's kind of a crazy thing. You know, it's one thing to be on a stage and know that everyone's judging you every time you step on a stage. But it's another thing right. when you literally look out and you have a panel of six people with a pen and paper, literally stone-faced judging you and stuff. So it's kind of crazy. But we went up there in 2013. We ended up getting the top honors on it. So we got first place out of...
And you had done well the year before too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. In 2012, we competed and we made the top nine in the entire event. And I said, man, let's just go and try it one more time. It's such a subjective thing that I said, man, we had just as good a chance as anybody to take it. So let's try it one more time. And sure enough, the next year we ended up winning. We got first place out of the whole competition. And I actually won the Albert King Guitarist Best Guitarist Award that year. That's actually where I got the guitar that I was just playing for.
Yeah?
Is the guitar that I won that year.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. It's cool that you're still playing it.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping a term like the blues is about as generic as dropping a color blue, right? Like there are so many different shades and variations within. How do you juggle or how do you find your place in such a wide style of music that has traditional bits and modern bits and people infusing blues with rock and all sorts of other things?
I'm really not sure yet. I think that's just part of the game and part of the I don't know struggle to try to find your own identity. All I know is that I don't want to be a person that just copies and emulates you know the guys that really are considered traditional, because that's not what they did. You know, Muddy Waters didn't just listen to Robert Johnson and say, I want to sound exactly like Robert Johnson or exactly like Sunhouse. He came into his own and found his own voice. And B.B. King didn't say, you know, I just want to sound exactly like T-Bone Walker. He's, or, you know, Blind Lemon Jefferson or whoever he was listening to. He wanted to infuse, you know, some sounds from Django Reinhardt and, you know, the other guys that he liked to come up with his own voice. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do, is find a sound that we can more closely call our own and really take the older blues sounds that I like, but, you know, try to put our own personality into it. And, you know, not everyone seems to want to do it that way. Sometimes you have the crowd that really wants to pigeonhole and they find a particular sound that they like and that's it for them. And it's like, well, that's cool, but, you know, I can only be myself, man. So that's what I'm going to go and do.
Are you able to speak much to the relative health of blues music in the United States? I mean, there are a handful of guys by name, Buddy Guy, right? Keb Moe, B.B. King before he passed, that you put the name on a marquee and it's a no-brainer, right? It's going to sell out. But when you actually travel around, especially around this region, blues festivals do extremely well. Like, they have tons of folks out having a good time and dancing around to the music. In your travels, not only here in this country, but abroad, what do you see as the relative health of blues music in general?
I think it's great. It's one of those things that, you know, it's just not in the mainstream. So it's not something that's quite as visible as your pop and country and
right.
hip hop and whatever else that they have out there. But people still dig it. And it's, you know, it almost attracts me more to it that it's not what everyone was doing. And that's part of what I dug about it, you know, to begin with, is that it was a sort of a underground sort of a thing. And but it's definitely got popularity. There's blues festivals all over the U.S., all over the world that we play. And I was initially surprised how popular it was when we got over to Europe. I mean, the crowds over there go crazy for the music, but it's always kind of been like that. Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and them, you know, didn't realize they were famous until they get over to Europe and they're getting meted at the airport like the Beatles and stuff. And, you know, it's something that is just too relevant to go away completely. It might have ups and downs, but it's just too relevant to go away completely because it's just based on, you know, raw human emotion, experience and storytelling, and you know, that's timeless, I think.
Yeah, well, you bring all of that to the mix. Yeah, it's great to listen to you. You ended up signing for Alligator.
Yeah.
That's sort of like a jazz artist signing for Blue Note.
Yeah.
Right? It's the thing you're after, right?
Yeah.
And you have talked at length about just how good the team has been. Like, not only is it prestigious for a blues artist to be on Alligator, but they've been really the right people.
It's amazing. I mean, it's still kind of surreal for me because even when we were doing the first record for Alligator and recording, Bruce Iglauer, the president of Alligator, asked me to send him some samples of records that I liked the sound of and that I wanted the record to kind of be similar in taste. And I sent him, I think it was some Albert Collins and Sun Seals and Luther Allison and these kind of records. And he says to me, you know, you don't have to just send me Alligator artists or Alligator records. And I'm like, man,
those are the ones I like.
This is who I listen to, man. And yeah, it's amazing. The first time I met with the team, I was really astonished that there was a team of 16 people, you know, behind the doors and behind the curtains making all the moves. But when they sit down and told me exactly what their jobs were, their job descriptions were, they do the work of probably 60 or 70 people. I mean, everybody there is a workaholic in the best sense of the word. And it's amazing to work with a team like Alligator that's just as passionate about putting the music out there as we are about making it in the studio and taking it on the road. So it's been an amazing marriage with us, I guess.
When you were in the studio, are you able to record with the same guys who were out on the road with you, or did you swap some folks out?
Yeah, this record has the exact band that I play with on the road, so it's cool to be able to, you know, sometimes I feel like bands give you a bait and switch, and either they have an amazing stage show and it's nothing like the record, or they have an amazing sounding record and you go hear them live and it doesn't sound anything like it, sort of a thing. So ours is kind of unique in the sense that it's exactly the same band and, you know, the same sort of thing that we're doing live. So that was important to me.
Well, I'm thrilled we got a chance to listen to you today.
Yeah,
thanks for being here. Selwyn Birchwood is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record out on Alligator is called Pick Your Poison. Information is at selwynbirchwood.com. Will you play us one last tune?
Sure, man. Oh, what am I? Well, I just can't be satisfied. I just can't keep on crying. Feel like snapping pistol in your face. Gonna live some graveyard. Oh, rest in peace when I'm troubled. Oh, what am I? Well, I just can't be satisfied. I just can't keep from crying.
What a treat. That is Selwyn Birchwood playing live for us today here in the JPR studios. His new album is called Pick Your Poison. SelwynBirchwood.com is the place to go. Selwyn, thanks for coming by. It's been a real pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on.